This is Jim Engster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana on Friday, the 20th of November, 2020. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan provide signature support. And we're joined at the start for a little while with Smiley Gray Anders Jr., the columnist for The Advocate. His column appears, as we know, front page of the Metro section 6 days a week and has for 41 and one half years. And today is his 83rd birthday. So doing the math, that's one half of his life he has invested in his column. And Smiley is unable to be with us in studio, as he usually is on his birthday, because he is quarantined. And why is he quarantined? Smiley Anders is battling COVID-19 at the age of 83. And he has, you talk about being a gamer, he's a trooper. He's with us. How are you, Smiley?
Pretty good for an old man. So I'm having my oatmeal in my jammies. it's kind of a big day when I get oatmeal for breakfast.
Well, I'm glad that everything's working properly right now. But you were diagnosed last week on Friday the 13th, 1 week ago today. When did you start feeling badly?
Actually, a couple weeks before that. I've been running fever and had been checked one time and was negative. And then they used a slightly different test, being back positive. So I'm quarantined for 10 days. Catherine and I, although thank goodness Catherine was negative. So she's able to take care of me. And poor thing, she's going to run down before I do. She's running around waiting on me hand and foot. So it's
quite a blessing that you have Lady Catherine in your life, and
we've
talked about that.
I have to hire a chambermaid.
It's a romance that bloomed in Spanish Town.
Absolutely. We're all romances bloom. So doing pretty good. No fever today, so that's good.
Well, no fever for Smiley, who has delighted us for more than four decades with his column. As I stated, I think he's the best-known writer in the state of Louisiana because of where he is and his longevity, his talent, and we're glad that he's still around. Yeah. And sounds like you're going to make a recovery. Governor Edwards is hospitalized with double pneumonia. And
probably at this stage, pneumonia would be worse for me than what I have, because, given the state of my lungs, which have been bad for quite some time. I hope he's 10 years older than I am, so wishing the best, of course.
Now, you were taking all the precautions, weren't you?
Oh, I've been, since March, I haven't been going out because I've got COPD. Anyhow, and I knew that at my age and with my lung problems, fortunately, I saw a commercial. I said, "Ask your doctor if breathing is right for you." And so I did, and he agreed that I should be breathing pretty much every day. So that's what I've been trying to do.
Well, we're happy Smiley's on the mend on his 83rd birthday. And if you'd like to join our conversation, 877-217-5757, 877-217-5757 for Smiley Gray Anders Jr. You can send an email to talk at talklouisiana.org. He was born on this date in 1937 in Natchez, Mississippi, came to Baton Rouge as a youngster, went to Estruma, was a classmate of one William Ab Cannon, better known as Billy Cannon, and those two knew each other well, and a lot of his contemporaries, as you can imagine, have gone to the other side, but Smiley is still with us, and we're blessed to have him in the newspaper 6 days a week. Also, Smiley, born on this date, Robert F. Kennedy, 1925. He would have been 95 years old today. He died at 42, and Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. is 78 years old today. So you share your birthday with some political luminaries.
Me and Biden, huh? Well, that's great. Yeah, two great Americans, the same birthday. That's terrific.
That is terrific. And I mentioned you've been doing what you do for a long time in different ways before you started writing this column in 1979. But in 1963, you were 26 years old, 2 days away from the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. You were working at the Farm Bureau then, weren't you?
Yeah, I was out driving in a car. I heard it on the car radio. I was in downtown that area. I must have gone to lunch or something. I don't remember. I remember being in a car around River Road, I think, when it hit me. And I just heard he'd been shot. And then later I heard he died. So you could imagine the blow.
And you spent that Friday afternoon at the old Chris's Bar on North Street, right?
Absolutely. Fish bowls with beer. Frozen fish bowls.
Frozen fish bowls of beer. I had a few of those at Chris's.
Watch that horrible news on black and white TV over the bar. So my friends dropped in, and we sat there. I don't think we ever said anything to each other. We just watched and kind of in shock. And I never called the office to say I was not coming back in. I just didn't seem to be very important at that time.
877-217-5757. Rose in Mid-City, you're on with Smiley Anders. Hi, Rose.
Good morning, Jim. I just wanted to wish him a very happy birthday, and I hope he has many, many more. Thank you very much.
All right. Well,
thank you, Rose.
Rose, I think, has been a Smiley reader for many years, and we've commented that with the newspaper now in New Orleans, you have gained a whole new audience. It's an amazing development at this stage in your career.
I'll probably double my readership when we acquired the Picayune, and of course we had been in New Orleans before that, but getting the Times Pick opened me up a whole bunch of readers. I get probably as much stuff from New Orleans area, North Shore, that I do from the Baton Rouge area in Acadiana.
Mm-hmm.
So we cover pretty much all of South Louisiana. It's been great.
As I mentioned, you were born in Natchez. Moved to Baton Rouge at what age, Smiley?
I was eight.
At eight, so right at the end of the war, I guess, 1945?
Been in the service and came back. And then right after that, he got transferred to Baton Rouge. And he went from Natchez. It was like the big city. You know, they had bars and, you know, cocktail lounges and things I'd never seen before. I mean, not that I was old enough to go in, but it was just like, wow.
Right.
These are phone numbers. We only had 3 digits in Natchez.
Isn't that something? Yeah. A lot of cities were like that at that time.
Yeah.
877-217-5757. Let's go back to the phone lines. Paul in Opelousas. Paul, you're on with Smiley Gray Anders Jr. Hi, Paul.
Yeah. Hi, Jim. Hi, Smiley. Just want to ask you a question. Journalism is changing. Should a young person getting out of high school got nephews go into journalism, and do you see another Smiley ever developing? Thank you.
All right. There'll never be another Smiley, but what about journalism?
How nice. We're still having people getting into it, you know, going for the big bucks. And, you know, and newspapers are still hanging in there. I mean, I've been amazed the Advocate's been as successful as it has, kind of going against the trend nationwide. So I think we'll be in there for a while. There'll be some way for the people to get their news that, you know, and we can accommodate them.
Richard in Parkview Oaks. Richard, please be brief. You're on with Smiley.
Hey, Smiley, happy birthday.
All right. Smiley, Richard says happy birthday. What's on your mind, Richard?
Oh, I just wanted to say that I'm from Mississippi also, and I moved down to Baton Rouge when I was 26 years old, and we've been here ever since. My wife and I, we had our first child in Mississippi, and then our other 2 children down here, and all of our children grew up here and went to LSU. But I've read his column and everything, and I put my wife and I's 50th anniversary in the paper back a year and a half ago, or in Smiley's column, that is. And I want to thank him for all the things that he does for everybody.
Well, how nice. Thank you so much, Richard.
He is an institution. We're going to spend some more time with Smiley, 877-217-5757. A question online from Hugo on Highland saying that this year marked the 100th anniversary of the birth of Alvin Roy. Do you remember his health studio and the Turkish baths place that he had? I think that was on Oklahoma Street.
Absolutely. I never went there. I mean, you can tell by looking at me. I never went there, but... you know, Cannon, among others, I think probably Jerry Taylor was there and worked out. And he really changed the way people looked at bodybuilding and weightlifting. And, you know, it's hard to believe now, but they didn't, a lot of coaches didn't believe in weights and all that.
We're going to pause. We'll be back in 90 seconds. This is Jim Engster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Nick Diaz and Lauren Hickman are producing, and we are spending a few more minutes with Smiley Gray Anders, Jr., the columnist of 41 and one-half years for The Advocate. It all started on June 4th, 1979, and he's been on the front page of the Metro section ever since. Today he turns 83. He is 83 as of right now. And he is battling COVID, but you can hear Smiley's indomitable spirit continues to come right through the phone lines, and he is at your service, 877-217-5757. And it's people rarely work 41 and a half years in the same place anymore, and they certainly don't in journalism. And this is not a business that really invites longevity, but Smiley has truly stayed the course. And a listener, Tracy at the Capitol, asks, whose idea was it to have you write this column, Smiley?
Oh, it was a group thing. Some of the editors, Jim Hughes, some of course aren't there anymore, Art Adams. He's one of the editors, and a guy named Mike Walker, who was managing editor briefly, was a California guy, never really fit into Louisiana, but that was the one thing he did that lasted. So they were, you know, kind enough to, I was covering business news, and I was pretty happy with that, but I was doing a lot of freelancing, a lot of humor stuff, and freelancing for Baton Rouge Magazine, and Norman Sirachi was obviously in it, and freelancing for the Advocate teacher section. Doug Manship Jr. was running that. Those guys gave me a lot of assignments to, you know, do stuff out of the ordinary discipline.
But I bet when you got this assignment, you thought maybe a year or two, maybe three.
It was an experiment. They always assured me I could go back to covering business if it didn't work. And but I remember one day we had a consultant came in and looked around, and he said something. I remember Jim Hughes walking by. He had some idea about moving a column around different parts of the newspaper. And I remember Jim saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Jim Hughes was not the kind of guy that...
Jim Hughes stood up for you, didn't he? And a good thing for us that he did. 877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org. And Jason in Jones Creek asked Smiley if you remembers his uncle, Al Turquid, who was a sports writer at The Advocate for many years.
Oh, my God. Yes, Al was. He was the funniest working guys we had. He covered everything, high school, college, whatever. You know, he Al was just everywhere. Great guy. Yeah.
And I mentioned many of your contemporaries have passed away, but some are still around. And 1937, that was, I guess it was class of 55 at Estruma, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We've done well. We still have our reunions every 5 years. Although now we may not, you know, we may miss the next one, but we've stayed together and stayed friends. And some of the people have been very successful in life. It was a blue collar school. none of our parents had any college education, you know, for the most part. We were the first generation to go out into higher education in many cases.
Yeah. Renee in Plaquemine on with Smiley Anders. Hi, Renee. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hey, good morning and happy birthday, Smiley.
Oh, thank you.
I met Smiley at my high school when I was a high school senior, Hanson High School in Franklin, Louisiana. Smiley was down there to judge the International Alligator Festival cook-off. And my father was the chairman of that cook-off. Lynn Seymour was his name.
Thank you, Renee. You've judged a few contests in your time, haven't you?
I remember that. They cook alligators 36 different ways, which was amazing. I ate so much alligator, you know, I kept wanting to go lie in the swamp somewhere, you know, it was just amazing.
Philip and Watson. Hi, Philip. You're on with Smiley. Philip, you're on with Smiley Anders. All right. I think we lost Philip, so if you can call, we'll get you back if we can. And Smiley, of course, is a guy who knows this city as well as anybody. A listener asked about the old Brunswick downtown. What do you remember about it?
Oh, they had the best hamburgers. Really good. We're kind of a boss on them. Of course, you go upstairs and shoot poo for money. Not that I ever did that. I don't think that was legal. But it had chicken and dumplings on Thursday, and which Poor Boy always had. I don't know if they still have or not, but you know, when I worked downtown, which was a lot of my life, we loved the Brunswick.
Love the Brunswick. And downtown has changed. You live very close, and it's a happening place now, but you remember when it was a veritable ghost town when the Advocate was
there. Oh, yeah. I remember when I first got a house here in the, I think around 89 or 90, people were saying, aren't you afraid to live down there? You know, and it never occurred to me that it was a dangerous place.
Ronnie in Park Forest. Ronnie, good morning. You're on with Smiley. Hi, Ronnie.
Good morning. I'm wishing Smiley a happy birthday and wanted to let everybody know that I know you were there, Jim, and the Gridiron Show last year when Smiley made a surprise guest appearance. It was greeted by one of the hugest roars of approval that anyone had heard at the Gridiron Show. Wondered if Smiley could tell us when he started doing the Gridiron Show and how he got started.
All right, that's Ronnie Stutz, the director. Smiley, what about Gridiron?
Long-suffering Ronnie Stutz. It's like herding cats directing the Gridiron. Nobody. We rehearsed for 2 weeks. Nobody's ever there together until the opening night. They all show up together. They have to, and it's more fun. I mean, they've had me in wedding dresses, bikinis, skinny nude. I mean, they just, you know, my daughter used to go, and she said, you're not going to embarrass me, this year, are you?
Smiley is noted for taking his shirt off at Gridiron. It's always one of the highlights, as he says he does it for the ladies. Floyd and Watson. Floyd, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. You'll be our final caller for Smiley Gray Anders Jr. on his 83rd birthday. Hi, Floyd.
Hey, how you doing, Jim? Smiley, Floyd Brown, man. So nice to hear your voice, and I can't tell you a happy birthday enough, and I can't tell you what you mean to me as a friend. And the first thing I do every morning, and I'm 74 now, first thing I do every morning is read your column.
All right, Floyd Brown, there's a legendary name in Louisiana.
Hey.
Floyd is wishing you a happy birthday, as I'm sure thousands of others are, Smiley.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Jim.
Well, you know Floyd Brown, of course.
Well, of course, yeah, I've danced to him many times.
He had a place, listener notes, it was on Airline Highway, I believe. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was the old Studebaker's Bar. And then either before or after, I think after it was Studebaker's, he had a place there. I think he had one over in Livingston or Ascension somewhere. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Smiley, for joining us on your birthday. You say be safe and get well. We need you. Life would not be the same in this community without Smiley Anders.
appreciate it very much, Jim.
Well, we appreciate you. Happy number 83. And best to you and Lady Catherine. Stay safe.
Well,
stay safe, my friend.